Do you want to feel free around food, but still feel guilty if you eat too many carbs? Does it feel harder to love your body as it is right now in this so-called age of Ozempic? Do you silently compare your body to the bodies you see around you every time you enter a room? I used to do that all the time. If so, diet culture is to blame, but so is your brain, and that part we can change right now. That's what we're going to touch on in this episode. Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain. I'm your host, Cara Lowenthal, Master Certified Coach and founder of the School of New Feminist Thought. I'm here to help you turn down your anxiety, turn up your confidence, and create a life on your own terms, one that you're truly excited to live. Let's go. Hello, hello, and welcome to the fourth episode of the limited mini-series I'm doing here on the podcast, with a sneak peek of each chapter of my forthcoming, upcoming, very soon publishing book, Take Back Your Brain. Today, we're talking about chapter 5 of the book. Chapters 1 through 4 were setting up your basic thought work skills so you understand how your brain works and how to change it. And now we're moving into the part of the book where I get into the thought patterns associated with the big trigger issues in so many women's lives. Chapter 5 is all about your relationship with your body. It's called Take Back Your Body Image, but body image alone doesn't really capture it, because it's not just about how your body looks. That's actually what patriarchy teaches women, that the only thing they need to think about with regard to their bodies is how they look. But your body is the vehicle that allows you to literally be alive in this world. It's a whole world beyond just how you look. So this chapter really gets deep into how our socialization as women impacts our relationships with our bodies, how we are alienated from our bodies and taught to see them as objects or as adversaries. So I open the chapter with a tragically hilarious story of the first body image work I ever tried to do and why I ended up naked in a candle circle. So you'll have to read the book to find out exactly what happened there. Then I start to get into what we mean when we talk about diet and beauty culture as well. I think diet culture we're more familiar with, but beauty culture is just as widespread and can be just as problematic. In both cases, both industries, diet and beauty industries, the industries are devoted to telling us that the ways our bodies naturally are is a problem and identifying all the flaws we have and then selling us the solution to them, which usually backfires. The chapter also digs into the surprising racist history of some of our diet culture and body norms and the science behind weight and health, which is not what you've always been taught to believe. We also get into some really profound territory talking about the way that women have been socialized to see their body as currency they can trade for feelings or outcomes they want in life, and how we're shamed for doing that when it's literally what we've been taught to do. And then the chapter gives you several exercises you can do to start to change the way you think about your body. So it also includes what I might call my most woo exercise, which is learning how to write a letter to your body, which that part is more straightforward, and learning how to write a letter from your body to yourself. I promise I really am usually very, very rigorous, but this exercise, even though it feels a little touchy-feely, is actually really, really powerful. I've done it myself many times. I also teach you how to write something I call a body manifesto. You know, women are socialized and taught that our bodies are for many things, but all those things are for other people. Our bodies are for other people to desire or have sex with or touch, or for us to feed other people from our bodies, right? To grow babies and breastfeed them and use our bodies to work in the home and to take care of children, that our bodies kind of belong to other people and society. They are there for other people to comment on, to criticize, to evaluate, to desire, to shame, to use. And we have to decide what our bodies are for ourselves. We get to decide what to practice thinking and believing about that. And so the body manifesto exercise is a really powerful way to write a new set of thoughts, a new set of beliefs, a new manifesto for how you're going to think about your body. And then finally, at the end of the chapter, we get into healthy behavior and habit change. And I think most you know, self-development books, self-help books really lead with that. But there's a reason that I put it at the end of the chapter, because if you try to skip all of the work on your thoughts and feelings, you're not going to be able to change your behavior and your habits. Like, if that worked, we would all already have the exact behavior and habits that we want. So in the chapter, I get to that at the end, and we talk about how to set minimum baseline health goals that you can actually keep and build on. And I teach you a very counterintuitive technique for setting these goals. It's the only thing I've ever seen actually work. By the end of this chapter, you will have a different relationship to your body and a different set of thoughts in your brain, which means you will have different actions in your eating, movement, and physical care too. I was thinking as I was creating this sort of series that like each of these chapters could be a whole book. There's so much packed in to this one book. I probably could have just written like a proposal for 5 different books on these different areas. So spend some time with this chapter, and it's like taking a whole coaching course on your body image and your relationship with your body. One thing that can make body-related work more challenging is that we are subject to so much visual programming that is working against our new thoughts. So even once we sort of plant the seeds of new, better body thoughts, we can end up sort of being constantly exposed to so many images that it can feel like it sort of like knocks you back to the beginning. So in the book, I talk about something called a visual detox and restock. And this is something you can actually implement now to give your brain a head start on the thought work that's coming. It will actually make thought change easier when you get to the book. And it will make social media a much more enjoyable experience starting right away. So when you pre-order the book this week only, we're going to give you instant access to the instructions for how to do this media detox and restock, focusing on whatever body aspects you need to focus on. So for some of us, it might be weight. For others, it might be our style. It could be aging. It could be some specific part of our body that we have a lot of thoughts about, whatever our brain tortures us about. This is customizable. So this is an instant access bonus. As soon as you place the pre-order, you'll be able to access this bonus. And of course, if you have already pre-ordered, you're getting this guide and all the pre-orders that come next. If you haven't, now is a great time to pre-order the book. That will also make sure that you get the book when it comes out. Because if you wait to buy the book and we have a lot of pre-orders, there won't be as many copies available for people who have waited. So you might as well pre-order now so that you get the book right when it comes out. This guide, The Media Detox and Restock, is only available for pre-orders this week. So that means by midnight Sunday, April 21st. And of course, if you pre-order this week, you're going to get all the remaining bonuses that I'm going to release. I'm doing one new expiring bonus every week until the book comes out. Upcoming, we've got a workbook on releasing perfectionism. We've got a list of my favorite money mindset beliefs and lots more goodies. All right, so now is the best time to pre-order. Unfuckyourbrain.com/book or text your email to +1-347-997-1784 and the code word is book. Pre-orders are so important for books. They communicate to the publishers, to the retailers, to the bestseller lists that your book is in demand. So this book is going to change your life, but even if you're not a reader, but you've always wanted to like be able to buy me a cup of coffee for all the value you've gotten from the podcast, pre-order the book instead. You can even donate the book through us if you don't want it shipped to you. But I think you should have shipped to you because it's fucking good, if I do say so myself. All right, unfuckyourbrain.com/book. Text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is book. I will see you on Thursday for our 4th episode in the brand new series of Feminist Mindset Principles. This one is going to be all about thoughts, where they come from, what they mean, what they don't mean, and the 2 unconscious assumptions you have that most block you from changing your thoughts. It's going to be a good one. See y'all there.